Development of a microfluidic platform for the production of cell-loaded microcarriers, written by Ana Patrício, Sofia Duarte, Vânia Silvério and Pedro Fonte. Non-healing wounds are a significant challenge to healthcare systems and affect the quality of life of millions of people worldwide. Regenerative medicine approaches, including mesenchymal stromal cells and growth factors, hold promising solutions for wounds therapeutics. However, a major challenge is the efficient delivery of these mediators, considering tissue targeting, proteolytic environments and shear stress. Cell-loaded alginate microcarriers have gained attention since they provide protection and support for encapsulated cells during delivery, enhancing viability and functionality. Microfluidics offers several advantages for cells and growth factors encapsulation, including biocompatibility, scalability, and continuous microcarriers production. This project focuses on the development of a microfluidic platform for co-encapsulation of cells and growth factors within alginate microcarriers. As shown in Figure 1, microcarriers are generated once oil, in red, and an alginate solution, in blue, meet at the T-shaped junction. The alginate solution spontaneously breaks into well-defined and sized and uniform droplets, and both the cell-loaded microcarriers and the oil exit the junction via the outlet microchannel in blue and red. The platform already demonstrated successful alginate formulation and microcarriers production of around 300 microcarriers per minute by flowing the two immiscible fluids specifically at oil and alginate solution flow rate of 50 and 20 microliters per minute. This way, leading to the production of microcarriers with approximately 100 micrometers of diameter. However, unsatisfactory microcarrier purification supports the need of integrating a downstream cross-linking step to recover spherical, stable, and gelled alginate microcarriers. As shown in Figure 1, this process step, similar to a buffer exchange, would consist of forcing the oil flow out in red using the pumping force of the inlet calcium chloride solution in yellow. This way, gelled alginate microcarriers exit the microfluidic device in blue and yellow. Up to now, mesenchymal stromal cells and growth factors were successfully encapsulated by dripping gelation, as shown in Figure 2. The dripping gelation method consists of dripping the alginate solution from a 26-gauge needle into a stirred calcium chloride solution. After production of microcarriers, they were recovered and stored in culture medium at 4 Celsius degree. During the 5-day experience, alginate microcarriers were depolymerized using alginate lyase and cells and growth factors were recovered. After that, cells viability and growth factor activity were analyzed. As main results, cell viability decreases over time, with 60% of released cells remaining alive for 120 hours or 5 days at 4 Celsius degrees, while all free cells dying by 72 hours or 3 days, demonstrating then the protective effect of alginate microcarriers over time. On the other hand, growth factor activity analysis is dependent on its recovery, which is still being optimized. In the future, it is expected to perform microfluidic device optimization, co-encapsulation of mesenchymal stromal cells and growth factors by microfluidics, test the integrated downstream purification step, analysis of cell viability and growth factors activity, optimization of microcarriers formulation, and incorporation of these microcarriers into an hydrogel for wound healing applications.